Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. May I help you?
Hi, my name is Freddy Perez. The reason why I was calling is because I have a charge from you guys on my debit card.
Yes, sir. Can you speak a little louder? I can't really hear you.
Give me a second.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. The reason why I was calling is because I have a charge from you guys on my debit card, and I never made a purchase there.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
90019.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Freddy Perez.
And can you verify that address for me?
1656 Arlington Avenue, Apartment 7, Los Angeles, California, 90019.
Okay, are you familiar with address ending in West 83rd Street?
Well, that's my new address, but the one that I'm using for that card is my old address. I haven't changed it yet.
Okay.
So the other one is 905 83rd Street. That's Los Angeles, 90044.
Okay, yes, sir. So on April 20th, do you remember paying a dollar or two for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. With that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle. And it is a great app, and currently we are discounting all future months to $20.
So what is this for? But I thought I was doing a survey for the Dyson vacuum.
Yes, sir. It was a sweepstakes. It was enrolling you in to win. If you were to win, they would notify you by email and the terms and conditions as well. It did inform you that they were going to be charging you for our meal planning app as well, which is called Bice Hub.
It didn't say none of that. It just said that's the only reason why I took the sweet take, because it said something about a dollar. I mean, okay, fuck it. I mean, I don't lose nothing. But if it would have said 59, I would have just ignored it. It just took me to that page, and that's it.
Yes, sir. It was stated in the terms and conditions. In order for you to continue, you had to check a box that said that you have read terms and conditions, but I'm understanding that you didn't properly read it. So what I can do is get you canceled so you won't be getting billed any further.
And I'm going to lose a 59?
I will be able to provide a 50% refund.
That's crazy. How much is the 50%?
One moment while I check that for you.
I can't believe.
That is $29.95, sir. And we do have the minus the $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Yeah, what? But that's giving me 50% back. Why would you guys charge me to? So how much is that going to be a total, like $20?
That will be $24.95, but give me one moment, sir, while I get that processed for you. You will be getting the amount of $54.89 refunded to you, but it is still a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
So how much am I getting back then?
$54.89, sir.
That's fine.
Okay, one moment while I get that processed for you.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Okay, yes, sir. So I did get you canceled, so you won't be getting billed any further, and also got you refunded the amount of $54.89. So if it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days, and you also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, thank you. I appreciate the help.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
Thanks.